Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today we're going to be talking about end time stuff. I had a vision I want to share with y'all. It's not a happy vision. I'll warn you ahead of time. If you don't want to hear something that's kind of depressing, you don't want to listen to this podcast, most likely. Wednesday morning. This is not, by the way, the podcast that I was working on for y'all. I actually am working on a podcast about worship. I interviewed my very good friend Nicole this morning, and she is a wonderful interview and very, very knowledgeable about worship, but it's not edited yet, and the Lord kept putting this one on my heart, so I think He wants this one this week. So Wednesday morning, I woke up really early. It was still a long time till sun up, and I was surprised I couldn't go back to sleep because Tuesday was pretty hard on me. And I had been meditating on some things the Lord had told me were coming. My house was extremely quiet. It was even quieter than usual. And I began to see something in my spirit. And I'd been asking the Lord for more information about what's coming for us, even more than I usually am after, you know, receiving the deadly winter word. I've been asking Him ever since then to give us more detail. And this, to me, makes no sense to my mind. Maybe y'all know more about it than I've not heard this before. But what I saw was that the liberals are planning against us and that the impeachment fiasco, which is a complete circus in the media, is a cover for what's really going on behind the scenes. And I said, Lord, that sounds like just, you know, a conspiracy theory. And what I heard was, it's not a theory. And I was like, okay. Moving right along. So I started seeing things that are coming. And I'm going to read you. I have four and a half pages typed up. And I'm going to read you what He showed me. Okay. Strife and violence are taking over in America. The Lord showed me fighting starting at political levels and the high courts and then working its way down. Evil is fighting for control of every nation, every state, every city, every family. He showed me no one will be exempt from this fight. I had noticed the last several months especially that I've had an increasing urgency in my spirit to warn others about what's coming and to tell them to get ready. I know others before me have warned, but never before in the history of the earth has there been a time when so much offense filled the hearts of men. And I think more than anything else, that is our marker of the time that we live in, because that is unique to this time. And Jesus told us that many would be offended. There's never been another time that fulfilled that scripture in Matthew 24 like our time, okay? So much offense, so much violence, so much hate, so much murder. There are many groups who hate Christians. There are groups who wish us dead. This is not going to go away. It's going to increase. The liberals and /Democrats in high places have a plan to take over the government. They will succeed either now or in the next election. In the near future, they're going to be able to do this. I've been seeing this for some time now. I've not been able to see how they do it. When they do, watch for this because it will come. There's a very evil person going to become the president. And there will be an edict that will be issued against Christians. Their plan is to kill all of us unless we deny Jesus and start acting like them, which, of course, we cannot do. So America is about to become a nation that kills Christians. It will be like nothing we have ever seen before. The liberals fear the conservatives will rise up and take control. Again, you know, we have a conservative president right now, President Trump, and they are terrified that he's going to get another term or another one of us, you know, is going to get in office, and that's their worst nightmare. They know certain other liberal groups of people will side with them and they're betting they can pull off a coup and take over the country. But God has news for them. They will soon be taken over. The Lord showed me that as they decree judgment on us, the Christians, God decrees judgment on them. The ice. I have already done two videos about the deadly winter, so I won't say a lot more about that, except to say that I really wondered if it was this winter. And if what I was seeing, I saw freak storms happening that were much larger than normal, or they were where or when they were not expected. And now we're seeing that roll out, which makes me think it is this winter, and I only hope we can all get ready in time. In the visions I kept seeing in my spirit after the deadly winter word, I kept seeing people who were sick and dying. And I thought at first that they were dying of starvation, but then I realized I was seeing people that still had a little bit of weight on them. They weren't fat by any stretch, but they had, you know, they looked thin, but they weren't like all bones, like a person who is starving. So I realized that was not what was killing them. And no one was coming to pick up the bodies, and I wasn't sure why. And I thought, okay, maybe it's the ice. You know, they can't drive on the ice. I still don't have confirmation on that why, so I keep seeking God on it and asking him for more information. And I kept asking him why they were getting sick. Earlier this week, when I was praying, I hope y'all are sitting down, the Lord had me add another thing to my prayer list that could not have been further from my thoughts. He told me to pray against the plague. The Lord showed me that the plague will start when starving people begin to eat wild animals to stay alive during the deadly winter. The close contact caused by the ice that never seems to go away causes it to spread through whole households, and then, unable to get help, they die in their homes. And they already feel so bad in their bodies from the cold and the starvation that when the first symptoms, you know, show up, they kind of just assume it's just, you know, because they're starving. And by the time they know they have something like that, they've already infected others outside their household. And by the way, because I know nothing about plague except that you can get it from fleas, I looked it up online. And the site that I read said there were three types. The most common is the bubonic plague that killed tens of millions of people in the mid-1300s. Scientists believed for a long time that plague was in, you know, was caused by rats mainly, and then fleas, and that was how people got it. But they now believe it was more likely it was in fleas and lice, and that's how people got it. So anyway, there's the bubonic plague, the septicemic plague, and the pneumonic plague. Bubonic plague, the type usually seen in the few U.S. infections that occur, causes infected lymph nodes. This one can turn into the next one, which is the septicemic plague, which is basically your, you know, septicemia in the bloodstream. It's when it breaches the bloodstream, which can also come by other means. The third one is the most highly contagious one. It is the pneumonic plague, and you can inhale it, and it acts like pneumonia, and this is the only one that can spread from person to person. So anyway, those are the three types we know of now, and that's assuming that what's coming is not a totally new kind, which we all know is possible. Okay, moving right along. I just wanted to share that with y'all. The famine. The buildup to the famine has already started. It started with the bees. I'm sure of that. The floods the last few years have devastated so much cropland. In my spirit, the last couple of days, I keep seeing farmers flying a white flag. And I think that means that a bunch of them are going to give up farming. And that breaks my heart. It really makes me, that makes me sad for more reasons than one, because I like farmers. It's hard for them to make ends meet when they cannot produce their product. It's like you trying to pay your bills when you didn't work all year. Okay, same thing. And they have equipment and land taxes and stuff to pay for and, you know, all of that. And everything that affects food production will affect other industries linked to food production, not to mention affect our food supply. And I feel that very soon America will become unable to feed herself. And today, Thursday, there is a blizzard of historic proportions forecast to hit the high plains next week. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a lot of cropland up there. So, I worked with a lot of farmers during my oil and gas career. and they're good people. And if you see a farmer, you should thank him because that's who's feeding you. Okay, as people become unable to feed themselves and their families, they are going to start rioting. I've seen this again and again and again in my spirit. I see them being extremely angry and rioting. And they seem to be angry at the government. So I'm not sure what has happened. But in the visions I've had over the past several years, I see buildings burning. Fire, fire, fire. Everywhere I look, I'm seeing things on fire. And I think this is the riots. And I see riots against government agencies. I see all the politicians then trying to calm the people down, and it only makes them more angry, and war begins. No one is willing to wait on the politicians to act anymore. They have shown us with their infighting that they only care about power. We see that now. No one trusts them anymore. While all this is going on, our enemies have come in quietly and then begin to take over the country. I see very strict military law in place and being violently enforced. I see Asian soldiers, either Chinese or Japanese, I think. I'm not sure. They take what little food is remaining. They take over large government buildings. I see them executing politicians, just shooting them to get them out of the way and taking the buildings. And this is the vision I had, y'all, and I've never seen anything like this in a vision. I see our capital, but the flag that's flying is not the American flag. It is a blue flag with a yellow sickle on it. I don't for one second believe that flag is symbolic. I looked online to try to find the flag and I can't find it. But the colors are the same colors as the Ukraine flag. It's that color blue and that color yellow. The enemies have taken us captive, and I see women being raped in their homes by these foreign soldiers, especially the pretty women. And the other soldiers laugh as it happens, and I see children being abused and just being shot to get them out of the way. Woe to those who do not know the Lord in these days, for they have no hope at all for help. I see men hearing their women's screams but running away to hide because they just want to protect their own lives. I've been seeing that for years. I started seeing that back when the Lord gave us that message called Unions Not of Me. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, and woe to those who mock in those days, for their destruction will come quickly, and he will laugh at their calamity as they have laughed at him and at his children. The Bible says that. Nothing is ever going to be the same again. We are watching the slow, painful approach of the end of days. I'm sorry I didn't have any good news for y'all this week, but I felt very, very impressed of the Lord to share that with you and what he had shown me. So that must have been his message. Make sure your heart is ready. Keep praying for the lost because that's God's heart. And as you pray for someone else's salvation, he's paying attention to the people that you need saved around you too. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. You'll have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion. which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by poverty, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com. Available in print version, Kindle version, and new audiobook.
Chapter 15, Curse of Illegitimacy, also known as the Bastard Curse. What is the illegitimacy curse, also known as the bastard curse? What does it cause, and how can you tell if you're living under it? Deuteronomy 23:2. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A bastard is commonly defined as a child conceived out of wedlock. Notice that definition is not defined by when the child is born, but when it was conceived. A recent study by the CDC shows 40.6% of U.S. births were to unmarried women in 2013, which means this curse is rampant in our population right now. Deuteronomy 23:2 says a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation. Although scripture does not say definitively how long a generation is, if it is even 40 years, that means this curse continues for a minimum of 400 years on these children and their generations. What happens if someone does not enter the congregation of the Lord? They lose all the benefits of the congregation, also called the assembly in the Strong's. They lose the fellowship, encouragement, and other benefits of being part of the congregation or assembly of the Lord. This curse is lust and rebellion based. Lust because it is lust that causes us to get into fornication instead of waiting on marriage and God's full blessing on our union. And rebellion because fornication is rebellion against God's rules about sex and His way of doing things. Because of the link to lust and rebellion will always be seen in the lives of these illegitimate children, usually for their entire lives.